I can hear you now.
Hey, we can hear you too.
Yeah.
This is a breakfast burrito.
Nice.
That's going to be the intro to the episode. I can hear you now.
This is a breakfast burrito.
It turns out this is a pop culture pod, not an Indiana sports pod, so I am totally unprepared now.
Oh, no.
I know.
It's fine. We could just wait.
It's like Brayden read four chapters ahead when he wasn't supposed to.
I was kind of excited for this show. I thought maybe it would be a place where I wouldn't. The premise of the show wouldn't be to make fun of me.
No, you're sorely mistaken.
90 seconds in, I can see I'm very wrong.
We have to give an accurate representation if we're going to advertise your show.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
If I'm nice to you, then new listeners are going to be like, whoa, this is not what I signed up for.
As we know. Okay. Rogi, why can't we see you?
The audio is coming in really choppy for me, so I just turned off my video and incoming video, so I'm just hearing you guys.
Is it better to save bandwidth?
It's a little better, yeah.
Well, it's not weird at all, so.
How many hours of podcasts have you and I recorded where we couldn't see each other?
I know, but how many hours have we done it now where we can see each other, and how used to it have I gotten?
I agree. We have recorded a lot of podcasts. We're on the same page about that.
Oh my goodness. This is going to be a good one. Welcome to the Hunter and Bo Show, this special edition while we're unofficially on a hiatus, but we have a bonus opportunity here, so we took it. So we are joined by the Amp Boys with a Z from a Muggle's perspective, Rogi and Brayden.
Oh, where, can you edit in like the race car noise, like the pew 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 after you say yeah. Is that not in the contract? Did we not?
You just do it really quick, and I'll rework it in.
Okay.
A, everyone calls us the Amp Boys, as we know. It's an obvious thing. And B, they always have to do a race car like ray gun noise every time.
That's not negotiable.
Part of the copyright.
Part of the contract. Well, why don't you guys get started? Just kind of explain what your podcast is and how it got started.
Brayden, you're the host, so I'll just let you kind of take that away.
Not the host. So the idea started with Rogi finding out that I had never read any of the Harry Potter books and had never seen any of the Harry Potter movies.
A sorry tragedy it was.
Yes, which is not 100% true. Actually, one of the first times I ever spent time with Rogi when I was dating my now wife, he took us both to see like the part one of the seventh or sixth movie.
Okay.
Whatever the last ones are. Deathly Hallows part one. And so obviously.
You still don't know anything about Harry Potter.
Let's be honest. Let's be honest, we've gained no ground over the last over many years. So anyways, Rogi found out that I had never read or really seen any of the movies and almost had an aneurysm. And basically was like, okay, we need to fix that. And kind of, I thought at the time, jokingly threw out the idea of like, what if we read through them together? But we did like a podcast where I basically make you make predictions, ask you what you think about what's happening, what you're reading. And we just sort of like walk through the series together, and like whoever listens to it gets to kind of like watch you learn what Harry Potter is and grasp the story, right? And I'm kind of like, I've never thought or dreamt to do a podcast, right? So I'm kind of like, yeah, that would be fun. And that was all Rogi needed. Like that, like sheepishly half, like, yeah, not really, but sure. And like a week later, an Amazon box is on my doorstep. I look at my wife and like, what'd you order? She's like, I didn't order anything. So we open it up and it is the entire box set of Harry Potter.
Oh my goodness. The movies or the books?
The books.
Okay, the books.
I would never give him the movies ahead of time.
That's not a rogue move.
I usually don't give him the movies on time when we're supposed to be watching them.
Yeah. So yeah, from there it was just kind of like, oh, okay, this is serious. So we started out with humble beginnings. I did not have a mic. I did not have, I think I was using like Apple generic white earbuds. Like you can go back and listen to some of the first episodes. Like content was probably subpar quality. I had no idea what was going on. Rogie's an avid podcast consumer, so he had a better idea of like flow and what things should sound like. But I mean, I was just like,
like, yeah, we need more than magic? That, Brayden. This is an audio medium.
So from there, we are now just starting the Deathly Hallows. We are in what, Rogie, chapter 5?
Yeah, we're ready for 5 and 6.
5 and 6?
Is that true? No, we're ready for chapters 7 and 8.
Okay.
Because Chad came on, and then we did another one after that, yeah.
Yeah, so I am inching closer and closer to no longer being labeled a muggle. Or at least I thought I was until I came on this show.
Rogie. Slowly shedding the title. You want me to chime in?
Yeah, go ahead and fill in the gaps here.
Yeah, no, I think you summed it up pretty much. I will say I can't entirely take credit for the concept. There are multiple other podcasts that have done this same idea. Potterless, I have not listened to, but I've heard of. And Harry Potter Unspoiled is one that I listened to. It was just the same thing where, because you're like a unicorn. Like in 2020, who doesn't know anything at all about Harry Potter? I was like, so you don't know? He was like, yeah, I don't. Is there a wizard school maybe or something? And like, that was it. That's everything you knew.
I would say most of the people I grew up with are then, like, I come from a herd of unicorns.
Yeah, that's, I know. You went to North. I know.
I honestly have to make a small confession. So I've only seen the movies.
Okay.
And I just saw them last year for the first time.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm kind of in a similar boat as Brayden is, where I'm not a huge expert on Harry Potter at all.
Yeah, if you've just seen the movies, then you're like, oh, this is a really mediocre series.
that's kind of how my take is on it. I'm like, I'm not super jazzed about Harry Potter. And
yeah, they're not great.
They're also not terrible.
They're not terrible.
The more recent ones, as they go on, I think they get better and better.
So okay, yeah. Agree to disagree on that one. They're all not great. Brady and I just watched the sixth one. We had some real takes.
Yeah, the last one we watched was just shot entirely in grayscale.
It's real dark. Goodness. Yeah, just continue to get darker.
Literally paused halfway through the movie and like maxed the brightness on my TV. Which we talk at length about in like our reaction pod to that movie, but obviously the point is it's a darker storyline and you want like the colors to kind of match the vibe, I guess,
right,
for lack of a better term. But it's kind of a joke, like a running joke at this point. Like we were literally looking at each other throughout points of the movie, like darker scenes, like physically, like without light scenes. And it's like, what the heck is going on? I can't even tell what character's in the scene right now.
It had to be partially like a technical difficulty on our end, like something with hooking up from the laptop to the TV or something, because it was unwatchable. It was so dark.
It's bad.
That's crazy. Which one was that? Was that Half-Blood Prince?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's what we do is we read through the Harry Potter books. I would, if anyone listens to this and decides to start listening to a Muggle's perspective, that's awesome. Thank you for doing that. I would push through the first couple episodes because it gets better. We figure out how
it's to like Parks and Rec
podcast.
It's like yeah, any good exactly. sitcom.
Yeah, exactly. Like
Parks and Rec.
Even The Office, I'd say.
Yeah. It's like Community.
Oh, yeah, definitely Community.
You got to push through the first couple episodes. Yeah, Parks and Rec is like an awesome example. Yeah. And you get some good stuff. You get Braden's Hagrid voice really early on, which you got to love. But we picked up like our little running jokes. And once we started getting listeners who we were able to hear from and kind of respond back to, not the least of whom would have been Bo, then I think things really picked up.
Well, that's what, so I've listened to all of it this whole time. And I find it really interesting because I was someone who I read the books and then watched the movies.
Yeah.
And I've always been like, I should read the books again. Cause at this point, like mm-hmm. I'll watch the movies when they're on. So now I've like mm-hmm. forgotten like the stuff in the mm-hmm. books that the movies miss.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, I should read those again. But then I'm like, but there's seven of them and they're really big. that'd be a lot of time. And so now it's like, oh, well, I'll just listen to an hour every week or so to Braden going through the book and I'll get everything. It's like reading it again.
Yeah. Yeah. I should probably say like the whole point is that Braden didn't know anything about Harry Potter. And I'm like a giant Harry Potter nerd. Like I've been to the Wizarding World. I've met Dan Radcliffe.
Which he failed to mention until they were like so far into the podcast.
Oh,
it's way too long that story.
How did you meet him?
He was on a show on Broadway called Equus.
Okay.
And so when it was in preview still, my brother and I went and saw it when we were in high school, and as soon as it ended, we ran down to be like the first in line for where the actors come and they sign your playbill and stuff.
Yeah.
Cause he was in it and Richard Griffiths, who plays Uncle Vernon, they were both in it. And so Dan was the last one to come out, and my brother and I were perfectly positioned. We were the last people he would see before he gets into like his limo. We're the very last ones. So he actually stopped and talked to us for, you know, like 10 seconds longer than anyone else. And, you know, he asked how we liked it and if we thought it was good. And we were like, yeah. And he asked me where we sat. And so he's signing while we do this. I was like, yeah, no, it was really good. We were in the back, but we could hear fine. So that was good. He asked where we sat, and he turns to my brother and he says, "And could you hear all right?" And it was just fast enough and in a thick enough accent that my brother just stared at him. Like a solid 5 seconds go by of just my 14-year-old brother making eye contact with Harry Potter. Just like, I don't like what you're asking me. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you run that by me again, Daniel Radcliffe? So I just leaned over. I was like, yeah, we could hear fine. It was good. So not only have I met him, but I actually came away with like a fun story to make fun of my brother.
That's super cool. Oh, man.
Which yeah. I want to add to that, Rogi. So I just recently started watching, Hannah and I both, my wife just started watching the BBC's Sherlock.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. Great show.
And like, so we're obsessed. But why that is relevant here, it has added so much to that story about Jacob trying to catch every detail that Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman are like, mm-hmm. as they go back and forth, because like just the nature of like the British accent and them being in there, like it's not an American trying to do a British accent. Like it's native and it's fast. And there's like slang, I guess, involved, if you want to call it that. And like, there are times when Hannah and I are like, wait, pause. What?
Yeah. That's definitely,
he said this. Yeah.
Wow. See, I've never had that problem. I grew up listening to podcasts with British people on them starting in like 2007, 2008. And I also listened to the Harry Potter audiobooks, like crazy. Yeah. So I can understand them perfectly. I always have. I mean, you know, if there's like, it gets something gets super thick or like a thick Scottish accent or something, it's different, but
it's not,
I would have never thought of it.
It's not so much the accent though. I guess I described that wrong. Like the premise of the show is a lot of like scenes of Sherlock in his quote unquote mind palace, right? Where he's just like going 200 miles an hour thinking through a crime scene, right? Mm-hmm. And so when you add like an accent that I'm not that familiar with, like you are, Rogi, like I can get lost pretty quickly and I want to catch every detail. So like I pause, I'm like, wait a second, did you catch that? And like, we like talk through it for 30 seconds and then unpause. And
see, like I'm the kind of person that gets lost with American accents anyway. So I definitely, in recent years, I've started just subtitling everything. And I'm,
that's what my wife does.
Now I can read my shows. There we go.
Well, this leads me into my next question or point on the podcast is you do a lot of tangents as exemplified here. And so some of the more, I guess, frequent ones involve Froggy Fresh and backyard sports and chicken wings.
we have a detente on chicken wings right now. Like that's a third rail topic on a Muggle's perspective.
I just want to say I listened to the episode today and it came out today and it was refreshing to hear just two people who in our society today to hear two people with two just very far apart views, just two completely different come together and just agree that they both have some merit.
Yeah. Reasonable discourse. Come for Braden's accent when doing a Hagrid voice. Stay for reasonable chicken wing discourse.
Yeah. But no, I literally got in a fight at work. Not a fight, but you know, like
I literally got fired.
Yeah. I'd call it a scrap. I'd say we scrapped.
Yeah, it was, we were at lunch and this guy goes, I'm going to get chicken wings or something. And we had gone to wing places before and I always get boneless wings. And he literally, it's the ridicule of me getting boneless wings and not bone in wings. And it's just, I don't know. Here's my experience with bone in wings. I got to tell you.
You have to work for your food.
Exactly. That's exactly what Braden's saying. Okay. I grew up, I didn't have wings. Mm-hmm. And I got to college and there was a place on campus with the meal plan that had wings and tater tots. And they had bone-in wings only. Hunter doesn't know this. He came after I did. But they only had bone-in wings. And so I had bone-in wings. The only thing is every time I had bone-in wings, I then had to allot time to go back to my room and shower afterwards.
So you're just bad at eating.
But the boneless wings, and boneless wings, you can call them chicken nuggets, but that's not what they are. Chicken nuggets are an entirely different thing.
Okay. We're off the rails. Chicken nuggets, that's what they are. That is what they are.
They are prepared very differently.
You stick them in the fryer for different lengths of time.
Exactly.
For one. Yeah. Exactly. I worked at Wendy's.
Yeah.
I get it. No.
I will say this. I don't think the messiness is a good argument because I feel like I get just as messy eating boneless wings. But that would just make me.
Why are you guys both so bad at eating?
That's our shtick.
That's your running joke.
I'm notorious.
We've all got our things.
I went to elementary school with a girl who literally kept a count of how many days in a row she spilt food on herself because she was that bad at it. And there was one day in the middle. I mean, it was a ridiculously long. I don't think there was a day that she didn't. But there was one day in the middle of this run where she was like, I didn't do it. And she stands up to throw her tray away. And as she does, she knocks the tray over.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Rip.
Got her.
So how do you guys, you know, balance the Harry Potter versus the tangents? I mean, is there any like formula?
I think it depends who you ask. Some would say we just don't.
I was gonna say maybe we should defer this question to Rogi's wife.
Yeah. she will pre-listen and go in so she can cut out like times that we had to get up or like, you know, coughs or sneezes and things like that. So that way the editors don't have quite as much work. I mean, we try to stay on track. Like I have notes written down for stuff we're going to go over. And it's a Harry Potter podcast. And I think it's just reps. Like after a while you get a feel for it, you know what's too much and what's not. And you just learn how to steer it back around. So I guess I don't really have a great answer. Do you have any other thoughts, Brayden?
I mean, Rogi is pretty good at laying out kind of beforehand what he wants to cover in the show in terms of mm-hmm. Harry Potter content. And so he's got like a loose framework that sort of allows for natural tangents to be thrown in. And I am a big believer that like that's what makes podcasts fun. Right.
Like you go where the show takes you.
Yeah. Unless you're just listening to a very specific style or podcaster that like you're trying to learn something from, or like it's a very specific interview of someone. Like most shows, especially like amateur podcasters, right? Like it's, you end up talking about anything and everything a little bit, and then maybe there's a general theme. And so we've tried to kind of like let Harry Potter steer the show, but also like I would prefer if you're going to choose to listen to this podcast that you feel like you're just hanging out with me and Rogi and that we just a couple of big boys
throwing around,
maybe some boneless wings, maybe some bone in wings, you know.
We welcome all kinds.
I mean, yeah, we're both sports guys, so we inevitably end up touching on sports
every episode.
Yeah, it's kind of
the whole Quidditch thing.
We both
so that drives a lot of discussion.
Yes, yeah, you can't hardly like avoid professional sports when Quidditch is part of the chapters you're discussing.
You got Justin Nikhil Walker walking around.
Yeah,
that's one of our bits. If someone somehow isn't super familiar with both Harry Potter like C role characters and the fact that NBA players often have hyphenated last names, then like you must not be in the Venn diagram of AMP listeners. we
run that bit pretty hard. But yeah, I think that I think there probably has been times throughout the duration of the show where we had to kind of like Rachel had to tell us to rein it in, or
absolutely,
like, you know, Jeremy had to kind of mention like, guys, this was miserable to edit, you know, that kind of thing. But I feel like now that we're at the end of the series where we've, like Brogy said, we've kind of gotten into a flow where we figure out how to balance it. Some nights we do better than others, but
Yeah.
So, Rogi, you, Brayden said you're an avid podcast listener. Are the the podcasts you listen to, like, how long are they, like, on average?
Oh, that's a good question. There's a Nintendo podcast I've been listening to since around when the Wii launched, which would have been, what, fall 2006?
Yeah, it's a long time.
Those episodes can get, a typical one is between an hour and a half and 2 hours. And I've listened to like a 4 hour podcast of those.
Oh, good.
And then there's a history one that I listen to that's really long. I mean, most sports ones are what, 45 minutes to an hour 15. Like,
yeah.
That's the bulk of it.
But just my question, because I'm an avid podcast listener, but like, mm-hmm. so like the podcast episodes, for instance, Joe Rogan has like the number one podcast out. And every single episode, he has like two or three episodes a week, and they're all 3 to 4 hours long. And I'm trying to mm-hmm. figure out who has the time to listen to this in addition to
right. other shows.
Like, how do you manage your time to be able to listen to long podcasts?
Great question. A, are you listening on time on one time speed? Yeah. Do you listen at?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Is there other times than the time yeah. I'm given?
You listen
at with the times, bro. I don't listen to anything at times one speed. I listen. Really? So I don't. I use Overcast. I no longer use. I used to use the built-in like iPhone podcast yeah. client. For a long time I did, but it doesn't. It started like shuffling them and not letting me like use playlists and things the way I wanted to. So I use Overcast, and it has a night mode, and it's just nice. On Overcast, let me take a look here. There's times one speed, and there's one that's slower than that. And then there's 5 increments between 1 and 2. So what I listen to is about 1.7.
Okay.
It's like Hamilton all the time.
yeah. Does it feel weird when you enter a normal conversation and they're not speaking like Speedy Gonzales?
Yes.
And they have voices.
Right. My wife and I listen to the Office Ladies podcast that Jenna Fisher and
yes. Angela
Martin Kinsey are doing. Yeah.
We love that.
I like it. They've gotten better. At first, they were like not very good at podcasting. they just had good content, but they weren't right. good at like the medium.
Right.
So she can handle the speed I want to go at. So we listen at like 1.2, and it's like they're talking through molasses. it's difficult for me. I'm a big like commuter. Like, well, I don't really commute much, but like when I am in the car, I always have a podcast going. I listen to a podcast while I can do it while I play video games. I can do it while I mow the lawn. While I'm folding laundry, like if I'm not actively hanging out with my wife or like working or playing Fortnite specifically, I'm listening to a podcast.
See, I do all that, but I've been doing it at one time speed. So I could double my workload. Just you by could,
exactly.
It. Dude, okay. Learn to be more efficient, Bo.
Gosh, dang. Exactly.
Yeah, there's just, I have way too many that I listen to. It would take me forever.
What are your guys' top shows that you listen to right now?
Oh, geez. I guess my biggest one that I've been listening to for a while is The Weekly Planet, where they talk like comic book movie news and stuff like that.
Mine's The Hunter and Bo Show.
Yeah, well, of course.
Of course, shenanigans.
Obviously, The Hunter and Bo Show is at the top of my list, but other than that. Yeah, because, I mean, I've just been kind of loyal to them. They have a YouTube channel called Mr. Sunday Movies that I got into first, and then for a while they turned me on to their podcast, and it just they come out with content weekly, and which is really hard to do, but yeah, it's just really interesting. They go about 1.5 to 2 hours long every time, and they're just two funny dudes talking about stuff that they enjoy. So
I do Fox Sports, so like The Herd and First Things First, and then Pat McAfee Show and Muggles Perspective. And there's this new – Trey Kennedy has a couple podcasts, but then there's this new one that just came out that's Nate Bargatze and a couple of his friends. And I loved his stand-up special on Netflix, and it's called the Nateland Podcast. And it is – it's like literally – it's just like – they pick a topic and they talk for like 1.5 or 2 hours, just like on tangents about that topic. Like, it's just a show about nothing by comedians. That's like, I find myself laughing out loud in my car to myself and feeling perfect. Like I'm a madman.
We've all done that.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. I've kind of fallen off the table with listening to podcasts. I'm more of a person who will listen to them. Like, I'll listen to them on a commute But outside of that, like, I don't really like make time for podcasts.
Right.
I used to work, when I worked at Purdue, like through the winter season, like I had very little to do. So I consumed a ton of podcasts during that like season of life, but, anymore, I don't really know why. I should get back to it, but I get anxiety of like subscribing to too many shows and then the episodes start piling up and I feel like I can't catch up.
I am currently in that season right now.
Yeah. I hate that. To me, that's the equivalent of like the, when you have 40,000 emails, the little red number next to your email icon. Like I hate it. And,
that's kind of how I am too. That's kind of why I stick loyal to like one or two and just try to catch up on those when I have time.
Yeah. I used to be really into, so when I was a little kid, I was obsessed with NASCAR. Just think of like little 4-year-old redneck Braden, just cut off jeans and a Dale Earnhardt hat. And like, I don't really care about racing anymore. But I, for whatever reason, I've always been a Dale Earnhardt Jr. fan. I just think he's a cool guy and I would love to hang out with him. And he does the Dale Jr. Download. And I just think he has really interesting guests on there and ends up telling really cool stories about growing up around like these legendary race car drivers, I guess. So again, I don't watch racing, don't really care about racing anymore, but for whatever reason, I find the stories fascinating. So I listen to that sometimes.
What about you, Rogi?
Oh, geez. My favorite shows are mostly sports ones. The Low Post with Zach Lowe, okay. The Mina Kimes Show. I like The Ringer. So Bill Simmons, so I'll listen to that one sometimes, but a lot of like Ringer NFL show, Ringer NBA show. Let me pull up my phone here. There's a Daily Pacers podcast I listen to sometimes. I used to be like what you guys are saying, where I get anxiety but now I've kind of gotten to the point where I'm okay with deleting stuff. And then I have a whole playlist just for stuff that isn't time sensitive, like sports stuff. If you don't listen to within a week, there's no point.
Yeah,
right.
For me, unless it's like a recap of an old game or something. But I've got all of these, like some that are just conversational or about movies, or Omnibus is one of my favorites. It's with Ken Jennings, the Jeopardy guy.
Oh yeah.
And so he has a friend who is also just like knows a lot about random stuff, and they deep dive on different topics, but they're just really funny. And it's really informative too, but I really like that one. So that's some of them. Yeah. There's one I listen to called The Golden Ratio, which is just this couple that has like 5 golden retrievers, and they just talk about what it's like to own a bunch of golden retrievers. Yeah. It's awesome. Podcasts, one of them just died. It was very sad.
The podcasts are so interesting because some of them are just like super, like they can be about any topic, super niche.
Yeah. That's what I love, because there's like a super specific thing that you're like, how could somebody make a podcast just about this, like when they run out of stuff? But then like there's just millions of people that listen to it. It's crazy.
It's just really like interesting. A Muggle's perspective.
Exactly. It's really interesting to me too how it's taken off within like the celebrity and professional athlete community.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like if you are anyone, then you have a podcast.
Well,
right?
And especially,
and all you do is just interview other celebrities and other professional athletes.
Well, especially with like the COVID lockdown, like every comedian got a podcast because they're like, I can't do stand up anymore, so I'm trying to get feedback on my stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Like I just started listening to one of my favorite, musicians or bands, I guess is Cody Jinks. And he started his own podcast because he quit doing interviews. He won't do interviews. He hasn't done an interview in like 2 years because he said, A, they ask me questions that are like, put me in a weird situation and take my quotes out of context. And B, it's the same 10 questions, no matter who I'm interviewing with.
That's true.
where'd you grow up? What was East Texas like? What was, you know, the same question. So he's like, I just got tired of it. And so now he started a podcast and interviews other musicians that he either plays with or finds interesting and just asks them the kind of questions that they would want to be asked that are different. And so for him, he's using it as like a medium to reach his fans who would like to hear him do interviews and like to like learn more about who he is as a person. But he just doesn't want to do it through like the journalism medium, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's just, I don't know. It's weird how it's become such a, like everybody's listening to a podcast about something, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, to bring the perspective back to a muggle.
You're a pro.
Thank you.
Well done. Well done.
I enjoy you guys have a couple of things that have been like staples on the show. Early on it was like Hagrid drinks himself to sleep and like stuff like that, and Girl Off Me from the I forget what they were. Shoot. But the
garden gnomes.
That's what I wanted to say, but it didn't sound magical enough to me.
That's a problem.
But one that has stuck through everything is Braden's beef. And so do you actively search for a beef, or does Braden just have that many problems that it's a regular basis that every every couple chapters there's something that bothers him about the story?
But you're gonna just leave it at, does Braden just generally have that many problems? It's like, geez, man.
You want to take that one, Braden? I mean, it's your thing.
I would say it was something that we tried really hard for in the beginning. Like it was, was that your idea? Like you wanted me to talk about something I didn't understand or didn't like.
He probably wanted you to talk about something you weren't talking about much in the beginning.
Yeah. I think that it very just clear. Happened
naturally.
Yeah.
I think there was just something that you beefed about that you were mad about. And I was like, Braden's beefing out here.
Yeah.
And we just made it a thing.
That's what it was. It was organic beef, USDA.
Yeah.
Certified.
Certified Angus.
Yeah, because I think it fits naturally with like, I'm like, this is also foreign to me, right? Like I didn't grow up reading the books, didn't watch the movies, I was never, like, I think we've talked about this in the show. My parents would have been not to the extreme that you hear about, but like, they would have kind of been like, no, like you can go outside and play.
They were checking out that book in our library that was titled God, the Devil, and Harry Potter.
No, not to that extreme at all.
We had a lot of parents in my community that enjoyed that book.
Oh yeah. Mom just generally, like, my mom hates Halloween. She hates, like, she just doesn't get like the magical thing. Like that's not a, she's like, no, we'll watch like a Disney movie or a Tom Hanks movie, or you can go outside and,
because Aladdin's not magical.
Yeah, no. Right. I was gonna say that. Like right. Every other Disney.
As long as the characters are drawn, it's totally different.
No fairy godmother. She didn't have any.
So if it was Harry Potter, the animated series.
Oh, she'd have been all for it.
Oh, that'd be huge. That'd be huge, guys.
Why is that not a thing? So anyways, I say all that because like, I think I had a general, I don't know how to phrase it. Like I just didn't, like I didn't from a young age mess with this, right? Like I didn't read it or let my mind, like I was just like all obsessed with sports.
NASCAR.
Like, yeah. I mean, probably the closest I got growing up to the idea of like, you know, fictional, what would you call this kind of genre, Rogi? Like
fantasy.
fantasy, I guess, yeah, would be Star Wars. Like, as a little kid, I had the trilogy or whatever, and yeah, that was about as close as I got, and I quickly got out of that as, like, coming up through grade school. So I think coming to it now...
Hunter's so disappointed.
I know.
You made the right move, Brayden. You made the right move.
I went and saw...
Oh, you like Star Wars now.
It was all right. I'm not gonna, like...
All right. You guys can have the floor if you want to fight this one out.
No.
We fight about it enough. Other episodes, so...
Yeah, so just, I guess, coming to Harry Potter at, like, in my mid to late 20s now, like, it's... You look at that from a different perspective as you would, like, Rogi did, who grew up with it, right? So, like, I just generally have all these questions and, like, these objections to, like, wait a second. You've got a rule here, but over here, rules don't apply, and Quidditch is unregulated, and that's freaking stupid, and, like... So, I say it kind of in jest, but it's also just fun to, like, get my own little Stephen A. Smith platform where I get to be mad about something that's not worth being mad about.
In the fourth quarter of the Quidditch match.
Yeah.
George Weasley is a very good friend of mine, a personal close friend of mine.
I'm trying to figure out how to do my best Max Kellerman right now to be a rebuttal there, but I'm drawing a blank.
Lay off the butterbeer.
Ooh, I thought you were going to go Gillyweed.
Oh, that would make so much. I couldn't. Oh, that would be better. This is why you guys host a Harry Potter
podcast. The Harry Potter puns, like, that's really worlds colliding for me. I'm there all day.
I did want to talk about you guys watch the movies after you read the books. And on the latest one, I forget what you were talking about exactly, but one thing I've always thought about with the series, I remember now, you were talking about Jenny and how the actress cast as her, like, you were, basically it was like, well, you can't hit them all. Like, they can't all develop into be like superstar actors. Mm. And one thing I've always found fascinating about the series is maybe you can't hit them all, but like it came pretty darn close. Mm-hmm. Like the luck of casting 3 11-year-olds to carry your franchise for the next 13 years and have none of them like go off the rails or have like weird growth spurts or like just like
drug addictions.
Yeah, drug mm-hmm. addictions. Like the fact that you cast 3 11-year-olds in the year 2000 and they go through 2012 perfectly, in addition to everyone else that was cast in that movie for 12 years. Like there was hardly any, I mean, with a couple exceptions, there's hardly any casting changes or anything. Yeah. It's just fascinating.
Remarkably unproblematic.
Yeah. Trying to think. Oh, speaking of Brayden's beef, I this whole time I'm waiting because I have the beefiest beef with Harry Potter, but I can't talk about it until you have finished everything.
Oh, I know what you're talking about because we talked about it on our show.
But I have the beefiest. I mean, this is like a steak. This isn't any hamburger, okay? this is filet mignon.
Really?
Of beefs. Harry Potter's, I grew up with it. It's one of my favorite things. And I can't get over it.
Yeah, there's definitely plot holes in there.
This isn't a plot hole. This is just a mistake. But but we'll save that until we're at the end of the when Brayden's finished, and then he too has the beef in him.
He got very mad at me when I told him I didn't really care that much. Like he thinks it's the biggest mistake in the world, but I was like, it's fine, whatever.
If I need people to be outraged about it,
it's bad. Bo does like to call in and rage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm usually in my car.
Yeah. And what I love about your calls, Bo, is that you don't this is going to sound offensive and I don't want it to.
Well, thank you.
You call in without thinking through it at all.
I don't. Like, they are like, exactly right.
You're like blind rage. I'm hitting the numbers as hard as I can right now.
And for sure.
I'm just about to go off and I love it.
That is literally what I do. I listen to the episode and you say something and I go, oh, and I dial the number and I go, okay, what am I going to say?
That's the way sometimes, it should be. That's the point of it.
Sometimes I start a sentence and I don't know where it's going, but I just keep talking.
But that's very evident. I'd say that's very evident.
It's great. It makes for great content. It really does.
Well, that's the thing. Bo doesn't think through, like, on our show, he never thinks through his opinions fully. Because whenever we get into a topic, him and I have, like, we're very passionate in the opposite direction about, like, everything. But then I'll usually dismantle his whole argument in, like, 2 seconds.
No, it's okay. This isn't okay. See, I'm in that position right now. I don't have any structure to an argument for that. We're just gonna move on. That's what I do. So next topic. So what's the? I mean, this has been how long now? Two and a half years.
Yeah.
And we are starting the last book. I mean, what has this experience been like for the both of you?
Go ahead and lead off, Rogi.
I mean, for me, it's been positive. Like, I just like getting a chance to hang out with Brayden. I feel bad sometimes because sometimes I feel like we don't talk about stuff that isn't – like, every time I text him, I'm like, okay, when can you record? Okay, I'm on now. And I consciously will think about it. Like, I hope he doesn't think like this is the only like aspect of our friendship.
I'm just like, using him for his lack of knowledge.
Yeah, I use him for his body. But when we get on the pod, in fairness, like it is not just Harry Potter. Like as we said, we talk about other stuff, and before and after we talk about life updates. We've gotten to see each other more. So from that perspective, I mean, I think it's been really good just to like have a continued connection with him. Because I don't know if you know this about Brayden, he refuses to join my fantasy football league, which is
what
full of people that he is friends with from Crawfordsville. Like, wait, it's what? All of our friend group. Yeah, he just won't join it. He's like, I can only be in one league at a time.
Oh, what I a know. Poor excuse.
I know. So he won't do that. And that's how I keep up with my other friends. Like from back home. So I'm like, so I need this, you know, to keep up with Brayden. So I think it's been good in that. And, you know, and like the Harry Potter stuff is good, but it's more but
the
about
friendship
like,
is better.
Yeah. Aww. It's about hanging out in relationships and stuff. Cause like,
we got to the heart of the show here, guys.
That's so cute.
People listen to Harry Potter podcasts by myself. Like, I don't have to make them, but I don't know. It's been fun.
That's good. I think that's kind of similar with me and Bo. I mean, because now, you know, we live in different states after we graduated and everything, and this has kind of been a way for us to connect as well and just catch up and kind of keep in contact every couple weeks or so. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good that way. Brayden, same thing?
Yeah, it's been good.
What's he going to say?
Full transparency, I hate Rogi, and this is just, we're trying
to become obvious to me.
We're trying to make it work. No, it's been, it's
we're sticking it out to the end of the show for the sake of the audience.
Yeah, it's for you guys. Chad. It's for yeah. you. Let's be honest. It's for all three of our listeners, Bo, Chad, and Carla. No, it's been cool. Like it's, I would say one of the coolest pieces of it for me has been. So Rogi and I were kind of, we became friends like through friends, right? In high school. Mm-hmm. Like he knew my wife, growing up before I ever knew her, like through youth group and stuff. And, so like, I feel like Rogi and I would have said we were friends, but we didn't really know anything about each other outside of like when we would play like board games and stuff.
Board games? Or foot games.
Well, I purposefully sidestepped around that, Rogi.
Wait a minute. Stop everything. We just We cannot ignore what was just said.
All right, we will come back to the foot games. Let me finish my why I think it was cool. Yeah. Like, we will touch on the foot games. Through this podcast, because Harry Potter is such like a huge piece of Rogie's like childhood and frankly just his life, right? Like it, I feel like I've gotten to know Rogie better just through like it's brought out so many stories from when he grew up, like the when he and his brother met Daniel Radcliffe, and we had his mom on a show to like talk about growing up.
That's
and
a
like
great episode.
Yeah, just different different stories and different how I don't know. Almost him growing up reading this kind of framed a lot of, I don't know, the way he like his sense of humor, he was raised by Dumbledore.
I was raised by Dumbledore and Marv Albert, basically.
Yeah, it's been good. And it is, he lives in Warsaw and I live now. I'm going to live a lot farther south of Indianapolis now.
Who knows where you live?
Yeah, it's just out there. So it is like you said, Hunter, it's a cool way to stay in touch. And it makes it easy because Rogie and I share some similar interests outside of just Harry Potter. So we end up talking about sports and talking about chicken wings and talking about Bo's rants on the Howler and all that stuff. So, okay. So foot games.
I can't believe that Bo doesn't know what we're talking about. Have we not talked about it on the pod?
I feel like we've talked about it at length, but in high school, as bored high schoolers do, you get creative in ways to pass the time.
This isn't starting
well. We get creative in very different ways from the average bored high schooler.
Like a lot of people would hear that statement thing like, oh, that's when they get into the drugs. And it's like, it was
that's
more.
That's what they say it too. That's weird.
Yeah. It was more, Rogie is someone who absolutely loves games, especially like board games or games that would involve a lot of people. And so we had like kind of a friend group that like we would go to youth group at our church and then we would all hang out afterwards and we'd be looking for stuff to do. Right. So we started, we were in Rogie's parents' house and we had been drinking Gatorade. I don't know. It was there. We drank it and we have these empty bottles and we're just kind of all sitting on the kitchen floor. Cause I don't know, like we're bored. We're just sitting there talking and we start kicking this empty Gatorade bottle back and forth.
You got to tell them the Jacob part of it first.
You tell that better. Go ahead.
The Jacob part. So my little brother, Jacob, he's Braden's age. We're like, oh, like, let's make a game out of this. And he goes, yeah, perfect. So like, it'll be a game where you try to hit it into other people's crotches. And so it'll be like, if you get it right in the middle, then that's a point. And so he starts like flicking this Gatorade bottle on the floor into his own like spread out crotch. And it like, oh no, not like that. Like if it bounces off his groin at all, he's like, no, that's not a point. No, that's not a point. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's a point. And we're all looking at each other like, what is happening? And we're like, okay, that's a terrible idea, but a good version of that idea would be playing like hockey with the walls of the kitchen, like the kitchen cabinets being the goals. And we would just try to like kick it and hit the wall and like block the other team from doing it.
Okay.
So it evolved into basically, I think we played 4-on-4, right? That's a standard game.
I'm trying to think. It would have been you and me and Jacob, Hannah, Amber.
Yeah. We'll say 4v4.
It's got to be another guy.
So
I think 3v3 is a standard. You can go 4v4.
Okay. Either way,
is there standards in foot hockey?
There was a physically written document with a bunch of rules on it.
There's a Facebook page.
There absolutely is a Facebook page, yeah.
So you sit with your team on one side of the kitchen, backs against the cabinets.
Specifically shoulder blades.
Shoulder blades. So part of the rules here, your shoulder blades are not permitted to leave the surface of the cabinets. If they do, it can be an infraction if you're caught. It's kind of one of those gray areas, right? But like if somebody can call you out and like shoulder blades and you got to put them back up against the cabinets, right?
Let's be clear. We made someone be ref. Like we had someone sit there watching shoulder blades.
This is so organized.
We take a piece out of soccer. You can't use your hands. They're behind your back. So the idea then
they're like planted.
Your hands behind your back and your shoulder.
You keep your hands like your palms planted to the floor, basically.
I always kind of like pushed them behind my back a little bit because I was always so tempted to like swat it out of the air. So
and that's called a hand bottle.
So basically the idea then is you are trying to figure out how to kick. You're trying to kick the bottle and hit the cabinet behind the other team. You get a point. I think Rogi, I forget what point total you play to, but then there's like a pot on the stove on one side. Yep. Like if you were to kick it up into
sounds
the air,
like
into
there's
that
a lot
pot.
Of pot.
And not just on the stove.
There's a thick haze usually on the playing field.
Uh-huh. Only when Logan's playing with us.
So you can win the game by kicking the bottle into a pot on the stove or by getting to your point total. One of the more fun parts of the game is what we call shuffling, which is our equivalent to fighting in hockey.
It's so good.
Basically, if the Gatorade bottle leaves the playing field, i.e. into the dining room area of the kitchen, one designated member of each team, the shuffler, is allowed to basically, you can't get on your feet. You can shuffle on your butt across the floor and basically wrestle for the Gatorade bottle.
Yeah, it becomes just kicking each other and like trying to box each other out where you get under chairs and stuff.
It tends to get pretty violent. Yeah. We have had one brawl where it ended up where all teams left the bench and started wrestling in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Am I missing anything?
I'm trying to think. So we played to 21 and we would switch sides at 11 just to make sure everything was fair. you're not allowed to stand the Gatorade bottle up like on its like to set like set it up, you know, like on the bottom of the bottle, because then you can like slap shot it and hit it really hard. But you are allowed to do that if the other team gets it stuck up on top of the counter. Because the top of the counter, that's not points. You remember this, Braden? If it went in the sink, then you get a slap shot.
Okay. Yeah.
We all had different strategies.
More regulations.
This is so involved. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. We had sponsorships. I was sponsored by Gillette.
What?
Because I had a beard.
Wait a minute. Don't they sell razors, though?
Yes.
That wouldn't make sense.
It's trimming it up. You know, you got to keep it looking fresh.
That's like the barbershop I go to sells hats, and I've never understood that.
That's funny. So Braden was sponsored by Wheaties. That's a good get.
Naturally, you look at his frame.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought Jake was Wheaties.
I think. Oh, was he?
I think I was.
What were you? You were Nike. Nike, that's right, because of your socks. Yep.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
At one point, we had, 15 different people in the kitchen just, like, waiting for their turn. We had, like, a round-robin tournament going on.
We had, like, a scoreboard app open on, a laptop on the table. Like, somebody was designated to keep score. Mm-hmm. The most important piece of this that we haven't mentioned, though, is that we struggled to figure out a name for this game. And Rogi's little brother was just kind of like, I don't know, I guess we could just call it Yeah. And
that's a terrible name. Yeah. And
go with it. How creative.
So it's literally called Yeah. One particular kid that we grew up with that played a lot and was very good at it, we ended up dubbing him the Yatural.
Oh, he was so good.
He's kind of the poster boy for the sport.
Mm-hmm. He got the coveted Gatorade sponsorship.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
That's cool.
That was our big bonding thing between me and Braden.
Yeah, because Rogi and I took it, I would say, far more serious than most others did that played with us.
I remember once we were having a Yasplosion where there were a lot of people there playing.
Yes,
that's what we called it. Yeah, and Braden and I ended up on a team, and we had another guy that wasn't as good, and so that's how we kind of tried to balance the teams. And that other guy ended up leaving like halfway through a game. He was like, "I have to go." I'm like, "What? You can't just leave us now. It's 2-1-3."
Wait a minute. We pity took you and you're leaving?
Yeah, I know. So we were coming from behind. We're playing against my brother Jacob, who's pretty good. They've got three people, you know. And Braden and I remember we had a couple like really nice saves, and we came back and won by like one or two goals. And it's, you know, it's really hot in the kitchen. There's like 20 people in there. We're actively sweating, sitting on the floor, and we're just going, "Girl, let's go!" like while sitting on the floor, and I was like, "Yeah, we're on the same wavelength here."
It's a rush.
Came back shorthanded. It is.
Yeah.
My finest athletic achievement.
So, yeah, foot games.
I think that's a good place to start wrapping it up. Is there anything you guys want to say to our audience before we take off?
Just a blanket apology, I guess. For anyone that was hoping for more pop culture content or Indiana sports content or
really content at all.
Anyone that was hoping for less content.
Yeah. There's no way to explain that game without taking 20 minutes. You can do it.
Honestly.
There are some serious anecdotes that are left on the cutting room floor. One time we turned the kitchen. We wanted to play with like six people on each team, so we tried to play long ways. Were you there for this, Braden?
I think so, yeah.
We tried to play long ways in the kitchen, and it doesn't make any sense because in regular, yeah, your feet can kind of like touch almost, so it like proportionally makes sense. But when you're all the way across the kitchen, the bottle's always getting stuck in the middle, and it wasn't fun at all.
Thanks for having us on. After hearing this, somehow for some unknown reason would want to listen to our podcast, it's called A Muggle's Perspective. Rogi, you can pretty much get it on any podcasting platform, is that right? We're not on Spotify.
We are on Spotify. If we're on Spotify, we're not on Stitcher. We're only on one of those two. Okay. I don't know which one it is. We've got
a
hotline
Spotify right now.
Okay, you do that. We've got a Facebook page. We've got an Instagram. Bo likes to call in the hotline. It's 1-876-POTTER-0. Is that right?
978-768-8370.
I was not close. 978-POTTER-0.
Yeah.
You can call or text. We appreciate you guys having us on and letting us give a voice to it a little bit. And I'll have to be sure to check out. So what is the name of the podcast that I'm on right now?
It's the Hunter and Bo Show.
The Hunter and Bo Show. I'll have to be sure to check it out.
It's one of those creative names. Like, yeah. You
know? Yeah, I get it. I respect
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Well, we've really enjoyed having you guys on.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Thanks for having us.
The podcast is great. I would recommend it to anyone.
Thanks, Bo.
Thank you, Bo.
Bo knows.
Yeah, we've always said that. We've always agreed. Bo knows.
Is that where that comes from?
It was from a commercial.
Oh, okay.
Bo Jackson.
Okay.
Yeah.
And High School Musical is the best trilogy of all time.
Okay.
With that,
that's for
sure.
Oh my goodness.